Tannenbaum. Vor ein paar Tagen habe ich ein Dach gesehen, Altstadt. Sie haben wieder eine Wand, weiss angemalt. Jemand hat jemand besiegt im Sagmel. Kettis für Skandal, Tagesshow. Andere haben jetzt eine Kamera erfunden, die Gesichter erkennt in einer Sekunde. Der Zirkus macht Minus seit Jahren. Seit Corona sind die Leute mehr im Garten. Die Warteschlange im Migros ist endlos. Apple produziert ein neues iPhone. Die Politik hält etwas für ein Wunder. Und das statt zu anderen wäre ehrlich gesünder. Und die zwei sind scheinbar jetzt befreundet. Und ihm haben sie gestern gekündigt, grundlos. Und die Lou hat etwas Tanzbares. Die Leute sind am Anschlag. Sie hat das Gefühl, er macht ihr einen kleinen Antrag. Jemand ist nicht mehr gesehen worden, den er nicht hätte dürfen sein. Und sie hat gemeint, dass sie etwas dazu zu sagen haben. Das ist die gleiche von dem, die bevor wir uns kennt. Aber sowieso hat sich alles etwas verändert. Und er mehr als alle anderen. Andere sagen etwas anderes. Und die Meinung zählt, hat jemand gesagt. Und das wird irgendwie grösser. Und er weiss es besser. Es steigt das Wasser bis zum Hals, ich will drunter gehen.
Krankenkrat. Dein deines Herz am Rasen, 140 BPM Herzschlag. Egal ob Club oder Straße, immer Spaß im Boombox mit am Start. Safari, spontan Rave, keine Sekus besetzen Fabrik. Wir sind hier, wir sind hier, wir sind hier jetzt und gehen nicht weg. Welt kaputt wie Scherben am Boden, aber unser Moment ist perfekt. Wann weiß, mag schwarz, take a business trip. Alles was du siehst, DIY, selbstgemacht bis ins letzte Detail. Und das B heißt 132, krass selbst angebaut, LSD hat beste Arznei. Keiner braucht VIP, alles Crew, alles Freunde. Was ich deale, sind keine Substanzen, sondern Stoff für deine Träume.
Ich seh das Ende nicht, wer kann mich retten? Nur meine Sonnenbrille, deshalb trage ich sie am Tag und auch bei Nacht. Ja, sie schützt mich vor Gefahren, ich bleibe wach. Digga, ich will doch nur Spaß.
Ich will was?
Ich will alles nur im Bar. I'm a motherfucking Monster. Ey, ich kann sie alle nicht mehr sehen. Setz die Brille auf, sie schützt mich vor den Hatern und Problemen.
Hab mit keinem was zu tun und die Scheiße auf meinen Ruf. Das ist leider mein Beruf, trotzdem, nein, dann bleib ich cool.
Die Sonnenbrille schützt meine Identität. Sie fragen mich, woher sie ist vom Fendi, ey. Die Hände voller Geld kann nicht ans Handy gehen. Mein Leben so gefickt, ich kann kein Ende sehen.
Krawall Barbie One, Young FSK 18. Sex und Essen und Sex und Drogen und Alkohol und Sex und Sex und Essen und Sex und Sex. Fetti, zu sexy, fresse Dreck für mein Specki Speck. Bumse dich kompletti nach Rezept, wie es Fetti schmeckt. Halt mal deine Fressi, stopf dein Maul mit nem Jackie, Wodka oder Henny.
Young FSK, zu sexy dieser Arsch. Ich werde zu Diva, da hilft kein Duplus, Snickers machen. Wenn die FSK
machen mehr Kampfgewicht als deine Atzen. Ficken alles, ich hab Hunger.
Sex und Essen und Essen und Sex. Und Sex und Drogen und Alkohol und Sex. Und Sex und Essen und Sex. Und Sex und Sex.
Schulter fließt durch meine Pippen. Svea fickt dein Bruder und ich ficke deinen Cousin.
Fetti aggressiv, da helfen keine Dubis. Schamutis werden hurig, Viva wackeln mit den Bubis.
Jack F ist kein Juicy, werde rattig, wenn du zusiehst. Bitches in Jacuzzi, wir sind blau wie Gulli.
Vergesse keinen Fick, Fick Gedächtnis Elefant. Habe sexy Sex, Techno Ghetto Eleganz.
Du willst eine Bitch im Bett, doch eine Lady auf der. Wir sind Bitches, aber auch stabile Atzen.
Sex und Essen und Essen und Sex. Und Sex und Drogen und Alkohol und Sex. Und Sex und Essen und Sex. Und Sex und Sex. Sex und Essen und Essen und Sex. Und Sex und Drogen und Alkohol und Sex. Und Sex und Essen und Sex. Und Sex. Und Sex.
Auf Drogen und Drogen beim Sex. Und Essen beim Sex. Und Essen beim Drogen nehmen und dabei trinken wir ein Bierchen. Yeah.
Al cielo, mariposa, libélula encantada, vuela alto, vuela lejos, pero quédate en mis alas. Vuela al cielo, mariposa, libélula encantada, vuela alto, vuela lejos, pero quédate en mis alas. Vuela alto, vuela lejos, pero quédate en mis alas. ser eso. Se encerró la primavera. Guardo en un gesto tu abrazo, en un papel guardo el recuerdo y de la raíz que le crece se derrama mi silencio y de la raíz que le crece se derrama mi silencio. El cielo en mis ojos llora, de tu risa se enamora, se alimenta el mundo entero y sí. Vuela al cielo, mariposa, libélula encantada. Vuela alto, vuela lejos, pero quédate en mis alas. Vuela al cielo, mariposa, libélula encantada. Vuela alto, vuela lejos, pero quédate en mis alas. Vuela alto, vuela lejos, pero quédate en mis alas.
Hello, ahlan wa sahlan, and welcome to another episode of Arab Voices, coming to you from the studios of KPFT Houston since 2002. Houston's community station, 90.1 FM, FM HD1, Galveston 89.5 FM, and Huntsville 91.9 FM. This is Saeed, executive producer and host of Arab Voices. This show is syndicated and it airs on other radio stations in different cities in the US and Europe. During this episode of Arab Voices, episode number 1136, we will bring you the latest electronic intifada newscast, a summary of the latest developments in Gaza and Lebanon. I will also air part one of Professor Heidi Morrison's talk at the University of Houston titled The Unending War on Palestinian Children. And I will also air a series of short poems by Dr. Fadi Juda from his various award-winning collections. But before I do that, I'd like to ask for your support and contributions to KPFT, this unique commercial-free Houston's community station, because KPFT is currently in fund drive, and that is a great opportunity to upgrade your listenership to listener sponsor and become a member of the KPFT family. KPFT is mainly financed by listeners like you, and it does not rely on the corporate world to operate. So please give us a call right now at 713-526-5738. And make that tax-deductible contribution to support your community radio station. That's 713-526-5738. You can also make a pledge online at kpft.org. Join us in keeping the airwaves alive. Your support during this fund drive ensures that KPFT remains a vibrant hub of local voices and diverse perspectives, just like this program, Arab Voices, that has been on KPFT for over 22 years. Yes, we started in April 2002, coming to you weekly with over 1,000 expert guests appearing on this program from across the world. So it's crucial to continue your support to your community radio station, KPFT 90.1 FM. Every dollar you contribute goes directly towards sustaining independent journalism, empowering grassroots initiatives, and fostering a sense of belonging in our community. Together, we can make a difference through the power of community radio. 713-526-5738 is the number to call right now and support your community radio station. And again, you can do it online safely and securely at kpft.org. Arab Voices, if you're not familiar with it, is an award-winning independent radio talk show that aims at bringing the truth, facts, and realities to the wide and diverse range of listeners. It debunks many of the stereotypes, myths, and false information disseminated by certain media outlets, some politicians, and others. There is more information about Arab Voices and even a list of all guests that appeared on this program on our website, arabvoices.net. There is also an archive section online for listening on demand to any of the previous shows. So if you appreciate what the station has been doing, I ask you to support it and keep Arab Voices and other programs on the air. Please make that call and make a pledge of any amount, whether it's $60 or $360. Call 713-526-5738 or make a pledge online at kpft.org. Your support is greatly appreciated. As a listener-supported station, we rely on your generosity to continue providing commercial-free, thought-provoking programming. Your donation today is an investment in the future of accessible, inclusive media for everyone. With your help, we can amplify marginalized voices, promote civic engagement, and celebrate the rich tapestry of our community. Help us preserve the heartbeat of our community. Your donation is not just a gift, it's a statement that you value independent media, local storytelling, and the power of connection through the airwaves. If you enjoy the variety of shows this Houston's Community Station 90.1 FM KPFT brings you, but aren't yet a member, please join us right now and become a member. It's people just like you that make all this possible. Call now to pledge your support, 713-526-5738, or give online at kpft.org. Imagine a world where every voice is heard, every story matters, and every tune resonates. Your support makes this vision a reality on KPFT. Together, let's keep the spirit of community broadcasting alive. We are not just asking for donations. We are inviting you to be a part of something bigger. Your contribution fuels our mission to inform, educate, and entertain our community. Together, we are the voice of unity and diversity. 713-526-5738 or donate online at kpft.org. Supporting KPFT isn't just about keeping the music alive. It's about preserving a space where ideas flourish, voices unite, and conversations thrive. Your donation today is an investment in the heartbeat of our community. 713-526-5738 is the number to call right now and pledge your support or make a donation online at kpft.org. Thank you very much. The ongoing ethnic cleansing, slaughter, and genocide against the Palestinians continue to worsen every minute, nonstop, by apartheid Israel, while at the same time escalating its attacks and destruction of Lebanon. Let's listen to the latest electronic Intifada newscast, a summary of the latest developments in Gaza and Lebanon from over the past few days, summarized by Noura Barros-Friedman.
This is the electronic Intifada newscast. I'm Noura Barros-Friedman, associate editor at the electronic Intifada. It's day 383 of Israel's genocide in Gaza as the war on Lebanon expands. Here's a brief summary of some of the latest developments in Gaza and Lebanon. In Gaza last Thursday, Israeli forces killed Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar while he was on the front lines defending Rafah in the south. In an announcement delivered by Khalil al-Hayya, head of Hamas in Gaza, the resistance group said that Sinwar, quote, dedicated his life for Palestine and sacrificed his soul for the sake of God on the path to its liberation. Our senior editor, Maureen Claire Murphy, writes that Israeli propagandists may have thought that publishing photos and videos of Sinwar's last moments and his lifeless body would instill feelings of defeat and humiliation among supporters of the Palestinian resistance. The images have instead had the opposite effect and will only cement his already legendary status. They show that Sinwar died in combat like a rank-and-file fighter in perhaps not his first direct engagement with Israeli troops, rather than accepting exile or being killed in retreat. Meanwhile, Israel is continuing to systematically destroy the northern Gaza Strip, carrying out ethnic extermination campaigns and forced mass expulsion. For nearly 3 weeks, Israel has blocked food, water, medicine, and fuel from reaching the areas north of Gaza City, as the remaining reporters and health workers there describe scenes of catastrophic horror. On Saturday, images and video emerged of what journalists have described as a death march around the Indonesian hospital in Beit Lahia. Reporter Hossam Shabbat stated that Israeli occupation forces dug a, quote, deep hole in one of the squares surrounding the Indonesian hospital and placed male Palestinians in it with their hands tied and their eyes blindfolded. Shabbat had reported that in the days leading up to this death march, the hospital had been surrounded by tanks as Israeli soldiers cut the electricity, bombed the building, and targeted the second and third floors with artillery shells. In the Jabalia refugee camp, Israeli forces forced families to leave their homes and attacked a school turned into a shelter on Monday. Hossam Shabbat reported that they, quote, lined people up and shot anyone who dared to move. Any male over the age of 16 is being detained, tortured, and investigated. Many people who are being lined up are sick individuals, such as amputees, cancer patients, and young kids who are being asked to stand in line for hours. The situation is catastrophic, he said. Novelist Ahmed Massoud, who has been on this live stream before and has family in Jabalia and Beit Lahia, tweeted on Tuesday that his relatives have been separated from each other by gender, with Israeli soldiers detaining the men. He added that he has had no contact with his family members since. On Tuesday, reporter Anas Al-Sharif stated that Israeli drones with loudspeakers ordered more than 10,000 displaced Palestinians to leave a school shelter in Beit Lahia and would be bombed or shot if they refused. These mass expulsions come on the heels of relentless massacres across northern Gaza. Along with the Indonesian hospital, Al-Auda Hospital was also directly hit in Israeli attacks on Friday. And on Tuesday, the acting director of Al-Auda stated that Israeli forces were again besieging the hospital. Also on Tuesday, Dr. Hossam Abu Safia, the director of Kamal Adwan Hospital in Beit Lahia, issued a distress call saying that Israeli forces had bombed the gate of the hospital and that quadcopter drones were dropping bombs. The upper floors of the hospital were being shot at and that all services had collapsed, he said. Quote, there are no blood units or tubes to drain bleeding from the chest, and most of the medical supplies are not available. He added that people who evacuated were shot on the way out of the hospital. Dr. Abu Safia warned, quote, Kamal Adwan Hospital will turn into mass graves. In a statement on Tuesday, Munir Al-Bursh, the director of the health ministry in Gaza, who is currently in the north, said that hospitals, quote, have run out of coffins to prepare the dead, and we have asked people to donate any fabric they have at home. Palestinian health officials and civil emergency corps say that dozens of bodies of people killed by Israeli fire remain scattered on roads and under rubble, with rescue teams unable to reach them. The United Nations says that on Thursday, Israel bombed a UN school in Jabalia refugee camp hosting displaced people, killing at least 28 Palestinians and wounding 160. Early Saturday morning, Israel bombed several houses in Jabalia, killing at least 33 and injuring dozens more. Later on Saturday, dozens of people were killed in Beit Lahia as Israeli warplanes razed entire residential blocks, Maureen writes. The Gaza Health Ministry reported that at least 87 people were killed and people were trapped under the rubble. Three prominent Palestinian human rights groups, Al-Haq, Al-Mizan, and the Palestinian Center for Human Rights, said this week that civilians in northern Gaza are, quote, being punished for continuing to refuse to follow Israel's unlawful forcible displacement orders. With no safe place to go, Palestinians in Gaza's north are fearful that if they